On FM, live and local, this is Newsmaker 3.
At 8:43, it's time to have the Newsmaker 3 segment. We are pleased to have Gary Post with the Emporia Lions Club joining us here this morning.
Gary, good morning. How are you today?
Good day, gentlemen. What a wonderful, beautiful day.
So far, I guess, yeah. Not too hot yet.
Yeah?
Not too hot yet, so... Well, all right, Gary, as always, thanks for joining us. And, well, the Lions Club, they're always up to something. You guys always have something going on. And what might be happening late this weekend?
Well, for the last 3 years, the Emporia Lions Club has chosen to do a little bit of flag waving on Flag Day, which is June 14th, out on over I-35. We've done it in town and out on Road S, and we really enjoy being out on Road S out in the country. Gives people a chance to see the flags for a mile or more before they get to them and stuff. And we had planned to do that again this year. And one of the problems with having a weather phone in your hand is it can tell you stuff that you think, oh, dear. And that's what happened June 14th. I looked at it, and it said 80% chance of rain. And I thought, well... So I canceled it, and it was the nicest flag day we've had in years. So, So we thought, all right, let's do a little bit of flag waving sometime this year. And we thought, well, a lot of Lions would already be tied up for Labor Day. And so we said, well, let's just do it on August 27th, on a Sunday. So that's what we're going to do this year, and it'll be from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., and in 80-degree weather, not 101, 108 weather, and for several reasons. Did you know that Sunday is National Heroes Day?
I did not know that.
Well, I didn't either until I just looked it up a minute ago. And also, another reason to wave a flag is it's National Just Because Day. So I thought, well, here's two very good reasons. And then I also found out it was LBJ, our former president's birthday on August 27th. So flag waving out on Road S from 10 till 2 in the afternoon. And we're just going to do a little bit of flag.
Sounds good. Will folks need to bring their own flags, or will you have a lot of flags that will be provided and available?
The Patriot Guard will have, I'll set up about 20 flags, and the Legion's also given us, let me borrow a couple of huge flags to hang over the side away from the traffic and stuff. So we'll have two of those out, and we'll have about 20 flags on poles out there, and a few small flags too for people to wave. So yeah, they can bring their own flag, or they can come out and just kind of greet the traffic and stuff. It's usually a pretty neat experience.
Yeah.
And stuff. So just one of the things that Lions do. Lions Club International, which we're part of, is one of the largest service organizations in the world, and they have 1.4 members. And they're starting a new campaign, and it's called Mission 1.5. And they would like to have 1.5 members by the end of this year. So we're working on it. And Lions added 4 new members the first part of the year from January to June. And we actually have a board meeting today, and we're going to vote on a new member coming in. And I'm pretty confident that she'll get in. So, but Lions have really been doing some neat things lately.
Yeah, no doubt.
We had a meeting out at Pioneer Bluffs last month, and then August, let's see, September 6th, Coach Higgins is going to be our program, and the Lions are also going to take part in the Veterans Day Parade and be ringing bells later in the year, and random acts of kindness. So lots of stuff, neat stuff going on. But folks can sure come out and help us do a little bit of flag waving for National Heroes Day and Just Because Day this Sunday, noonish.
Looking forward to it, Gary. Yeah, going to be a beautiful Sunday, as you mentioned. So, of course, the public encouraged to go out and wave some flags with the Lions Club, and we'll be celebrating Flag Day late. And of course, it is National Hero Day, as Gary mentioned, and also, of course, Labor Day is not that far away. So, number of things to keep in mind.
And appreciate the Patriot Guard and Commander Clay Childs for helping us, providing us with the flags. So, really appreciate those folks.
Well, Gary, as always, we appreciate your time, my friend.
Oh, hey, you guys just do such a marvelous job for the community, and it's just such a pleasure to deal with you guys.
Well,
appreciate it.
Right back at you.
Thanks, Gary.
Have a good day.
All right.
Yeah, Gary Post, Emporia Lions Club, flag waving starting at 10 this Sunday morning. Chuck?
Hey, Ron, before we wrap up our talk time segment here, we do have Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking on the line with us here. He actually just called because apparently we're having the increased water use, which is understandable here considering how hot it's been, but it's starting to drain the main water storage tanks for Emporia. So there are some recommendations and some urging right now by city officials, and City Manager Trey Cocking is on the KVOE Sutherland studio line to talk about that in more detail.
All right, Trey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ron and Chuck.
You sound tired.
We're having a little bit of a situation. We're having a little bit of a situation this morning where we're our ability to put water in our water towers is being outstripped by the demand that we're seeing from our customers currently. So in order to keep water in our water towers and maintain the system, we're asking people to conserve water as much as possible if they could avoid watering their lawns. You know, any non-essential use of water, at least probably through the rest of the day today, and see if we have a chance to start recovering.
Okay, so it's does this lead to kind of a lack of pressure in some areas, Trey?
Yeah, the big thing, as long as we can keep water in the water tower, we'll have pressure. If we get to a situation where we do drain the water tower, then we'll start to have pressure issues, which could potentially, you know, lead to a boil advisory. That's what we're trying to avoid. As long as we can keep pressure in the system, everything works fine. If we lose pressure in the system, that's when we kind of go to the next level. So that, you know, that's kind of the step that we're asking folks to take. If they can slow down, avoid some as much non-essential use of water as possible, then that would really help us through these next few critical hours.
Absolutely. Trey, have you noticed or do you have any statistics here on just how much the water use has increased here this week because of the air temperatures at or above 100 and the heat index readings at 110 plus? Or is that information still kind of being determined yet?
I will tell you, you know, we were pushing out 11 to 12 million gallons pretty constantly yesterday, that rate pretty constantly yesterday. You know, a typical day for us is, you know, somewhere between 6 and 8 million gallons. So, you know, we're pushing probably 50% more water than we normally do with this heat. So, yeah, we're just having a hard time keeping up, getting water out into the system. The plant's running. There's plenty of water in the Neosho River. The plant's running right, but it's just because of the draw, it's just hard to push that water out of the plant right now.
Yeah, 50% increase, that is significant. There's no doubt about that. So this is totally voluntary right now, correct, Trey?
This is totally voluntary. The big thing we want to say is, you know, we're trying to avoid a situation where we do lose the towers and then we would be in a boil advisory situation, which is not where we're at right now. But we're just asking everybody to come together and help us out to avoid that sort of situation.
Okay. One other question here, too, Trey, is in case people say they see leaks, you know, like along streets or you know, curb and gutter, things like that here today, what's the best steps to take here so that the Public Works and Underground Utilities departments can get on those?
Yes, we absolutely need you to report that to us as soon as possible at 620-340-6339.
Okay. Sounds good. Trey, we'll get the word out here as soon as we can here, and thanks for letting us know so we can get that word out to the community.
Trey, appreciate it.
Thanks, Chuck and Ron. Appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you.
Have a good day. Trey Cocking, Emporia City Manager, asking for the Emporia community's help and cutting down water usage. They're not at the point to where pressure is lost right now, but the increase in water usage up about 50%.
Just this week.
Just this week.
Mm. So, again, this is voluntary. Postpone the outdoor watering. Avoid washing vehicles. Conserve the indoor water as much as you possibly can. And, again, if you do see leaks that are out on streets, and there could well be a fair amount of those here the rest of the week, be sure to report those to Public Works at 620-340-6339. We'll get the information up shortly. Our next newscast coming up here in about 10 to 15 minutes.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. KBOE Live and Local. 854. Good morning.
Take a little trip. See the original.